Hi, this is Bob Schulte. You're listening to Kim Murfree on According to the Record on FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Depend on it.
FM 101.7 1320 KLWN, depend on it. Good morning. Welcome to your windy Tuesday. You thought it was windy yesterday. Oh, not so much. It was nice and breezy yesterday. Today it's going to be windy. We're looking at 83 for high. Won't be quite as warm as yesterday. Yesterday, I think we got up to 86 or 87 degrees, and I haven't looked at my temperatures lately to see if we set a record, but it was definitely very warm outside for the end of October. And today we have even an increase in the wind velocity. We're looking at 20 to 30 mile per hour winds with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. So when we talked about batting down the hatches yesterday, well, double batting today. If you got anything outside that can get blown around, you want to make sure that it's somewhere secure. And if you've got, you know, trees that are brittle and that kind of thing, and especially with the lack of water that we've had, even though we've had a little bit of rain, we really haven't had very much. So just be aware when you're parking your car, not to park it under an old tree. You know, if you don't have to. Going to be a really windy and dry day today, and then tomorrow in the afternoon. Yeah, I know. We're looking at some really heavy rain and possibility of severe thunderstorms. The rain's going to be off and on all the way through Halloween. The Halloween forecast, it looks kind of funky, to be honest with you. The kiddos are going to have some underlayers on because it'll be down in the 40s on Halloween evening. Tomorrow, though, is a weather impact day. So I want you to be aware and have a way to get the severe weather warnings. Of course, we'll be here for you at FM 101.7, 1320, KLWN, depend on it. We'll be here if the weather turns to something like a tornado. Now, they said it was a very, very slight risk, but you just never know, right? We understand that because we live in this part of the United States. So we get to our program this morning. I am delighted, as always, to have back with us Cecily Reese. She is vibrant and talented and wonderful in everything she does, and especially in giving advice about mortgages. This is a sponsorship that I'm so appreciative of. It's called Ask the Expert. And Cecily is in with us this morning to talk specifically about things. I just want to first say good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Kim. It's so lovely to be here. And thank you for the warm introduction.
Well, you know, it's true. I don't blow smoke, baby. You know, that, oh, you are all true. That that's and true. More, right? How long have you been with Invista?
I've been with Invista now for 8 years. I just had my workiversary.
Is that what it's called? I like that.
Yeah.
It's the workiversary. I like that very much. Okay. Well, and in so doing, you have helped an awful lot of people.
Yes.
Find their way through what can be a very complex process to get a mortgage or to be refinanced or get a HELOC or... And you've probably seen a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And so when we talk about Ask the Expert, we always say, hey, if you do have a question, you can text us at 785-843-1321 with a question. And I will continue to look at that as Cecily is talking and see if there's something there that you have a question about that you're working on, trying to get your credit right, trying to get into a house, trying to get a refinance on a house. This is the gal that you can trust to give you the right information, the good information, and to work with you and find ways to work around things. I've heard many fantastic stories about Invista and this young lady and how hard you all work to help people out. So today, though, we're going to talk a little bit of something currently topical, and that's the Federal Reserve. And I think the very first thing that we do is, in Ask the Expert, is talk a little about how the Federal Reserve's rate decisions really affect us, because I think sometimes we oversimplify it, right?
Yes.
So you tell me what that means to those of us out here in the working world.
Sure. Well, when we say the Federal Reserve, usually our industry term is we say the Feds or the Fed, and it's a central bank of the United States. It manages the country's money supply, sets interest rates, and works to keep the economy stable, promoting job growth and controlling inflammation. I wish they did that too, right? But
just from an older girl's point of view, yes.
But they really do, meet and have the best interest of the country at heart is really what their goal is in setting those rates. And there's been a lot of questions. A lot of people say, well, I'm waiting for the rate to go down. Well, I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting for that. You know, sometimes waiting isn't the game you want to play. I was on here earlier in the season talking about, you know, date the rate, marry the home. And I really think that applies to this too. My biggest advice to people so far when they've asked me about the rate is don't let 0.5% influence your future. Basically.
Oh, that's a very good thing, because 0.5% is really not going to affect you that much. Okay. So does the Fed set mortgage rates directly? I think there's a question about that.
Yes. So the Feds basically influence the mortgage rates. So you'll often see even a decrease in the rate a little bit in anticipation for them meeting. I know I was able to, in the past, attend several things that the Lawrence Board of Realtors have put on, where they have invited an economist to come in and talk all about the housing market and the forecast for the upcoming year. And you can actually pick up a whole little directory magazine pamphlet about that at the Lawrence Board of Realtors office. So that can be really helpful. The rumor is they are expecting for those rates to gradually come down. You're not going to see that. Oh, they meet and then overnight the rates are magically, 4%, where we really would like them to be. But they are predicting a gradual decrease. Last time they met, we saw that go down by 0.5 basis point. So that is in the direction that we like to see for my mortgage members. And so that's something that we can probably anticipate is a steady decrease. It's not going to just be jumping overnight, because of course the Feds want to provide that stability for the economy.
So let's break it down a little bit. Let's get into some of the details on that. When the Fed raises rates, what happens? And let's talk specifics about what exactly that does.
Sure. So when the Fed raises those rates, that is going to raise the expenses and costs for the banks. And so if the banks have to pay a higher rate to get that money in to fund your loan, that means that higher rate will likely be passed on to the consumer as well. So that is something to be aware of. And of course, on the converse of that, if they lower rates, it's going to lower those rates a little bit. That's pretty simple. Simplified way to put it. But it does make borrowing less expensive for homeowners. And that's a really good time to, start talking to your expert about the pre-approval process. And I think that is one way that you can control your rate a little bit more. Some of the power's in your hands. Getting your credit cleaned up, saving up for a larger down payment. If you're able to put 20% or more down, that is going to directly impact the rate that you receive and ensure that you get the best rate out there.
How does it affect HELOCs too?
Yes. So a home equity line of credit or a HELOC is a flexible line of credit. And so that is a variable rate. And we base that rate on the Fed, on the Feds and what they post their rate as. So if you have a HELOC currently and you see that rate go down, you can expect likely in the next quarter that your rate that you're paying currently will go down a little bit, and vice versa.
Okay, that's good to know. I think there's always been a little bit of question about that and how that affects. So what are the other factors that go into this decision and the rate?
So that's going to be market conditions, the current housing market. That's going to be economic indicators. That's going to be, the employment rate for the country. Those types of things are the conditions that the Feds factor into basically the economy and how stable we are.
Okay. So now we get to, how do I know when to refinance then? If the rates are going up and down and I'm not sure how they're going to, what do I need to do to optimize my choice as to when I'm going to take that loan out and how I'm going to do that? What's your advice here?
Well, I think a lot of people are excited for a refinancing market to come into play here soon. And we're hoping to see that because that would be very beneficial for a lot of folks that did get in, you know, in the higher sevens when they were purchasing their home. So one thing that you'll want to really have a grasp of is what is your current rate? You know, like really be cognizant of that. Look it up on your statement. You know, be aware of what you're currently paying for your mortgage. Some people are, you know, really with it and they can rattle it off right in the moment. Some people have to go, oh, well, let me look. So I think it's really important to have a really good idea of that. And you would want to maybe look into refinancing, you know, when the rates are down 0.5% to 1%, you know, of course, the lower the better for refinancing. And so that can leave to significant savings over the life of your loan. And you'll want to have us help you calculate that breaking point because obviously you're going to have closing costs rolled up into the refinance a lot of the times. And so, you know, you want to make sure that you're saving money. And if you're planning on moving soon, it might not be a benefit to refinance and pay those closing costs again. If you're planning on living in that home for another 10 years, you know, that's going to be a good indicator that that really might be an advantage to you to refinance.
We're talking to Cecily Reese with Invista. And if you have a question, 785-843-1321. Cecily, I always love asking you this question. I come into Invista and I have an older home and I want to refinance. How does that process look? Take us through step by step.
Sure. So I'm going to meet with you first and discuss your specific scenario, like those things that I just told you about, you know, how long are you going to stay in your home? What's your current rate? You know, you might even want to come to that appointment a little bit prepared with a mortgage statement of your current mortgage balance. So that way I can really see where you're at. The other things to be prepared with are I'm going to ask for income verification. So what that usually looks like for most folks is 30 days of pay stubs, your last 2 years of W-2s. I might ask for your tax returns. Going forward in the loan process, you will have to have 2 years of tax returns prepared. So that is something to be aware of, especially with the upcoming tax season. You know, people are already thinking about that. You know, if you get your taxes done early, that's always a great thing to have those files prepared for me.
Now, will there be an appraisal where they come out to your home and go through your home before you finance?
Yes. So if you're doing a refinance, generally, we will have an appraiser come out to your home and do a full appraisal. So that way we can really be sure of your current value of your home because that will play into part of the equation of how we calculate your rate, et cetera.
Okay. And then if we have questions beyond that and we are not sure about what we're supposed to do or what we should do. Do you guys just offer some advice on in general? I mean, is that first meeting about talking to people through what the options are?
Yeah. It's all about like crunching the numbers for you, walking you through each scenario. Of course, there's also something else that's going to, you know, be associated with the rate is the term. So some people like it because we have at Invista, for example, we have a refi accelerator where you can get in at a lower cost, a lower interest rate, and excel the rate of your mortgage pay down. So, you know, that could look at a 5-year, 10-year, a 15-year. And so those rates are generally going to be a little lower. And that's for someone who has been in their home a little bit longer. So maybe you're going through a separation with a spouse and you need to refinance due to that. Those folks sometimes really look into those refi accelerator products.
I got to ask you, kiddo, what's the favorite part of your job? What do you love? Because you smile every time you come in here. There's a big smile on your face. So I know you love what you do. So I'm curious, what makes that smile happen?
I just enjoy helping people and giving them the knowledge based on, you know, we never learned this in school. I didn't go to a class that was about buying a home. And as helpful as that would have been, a lot of the times people gain that knowledge through life experiences. And whether it's, you know, mistakes or successes, that's something that definitely I want to be there to guide them. And so they don't have to make those mistakes. And I can use my knowledge from my industry to really get them ahead. And I love seeing them walk out of my office with the same confidence and that light bulb moment of like, I can do this. I'm inspired. I have a cheerleader.
I love that. That is what you would find if you go to Invista. Where are you guys located? What's your website?
I'm over at 31st and Iowa, which is right next to Aldi. And Our website is InvistaCU.com, but you can reach me directly at my email, which is cecily.reese@InvistaCU.com. That's cecily.reese@InvistaCU.com.
Remember, Invista is an equal housing lending and federally insured by the NCUA. Cecily Reese this morning, thank you, my dear, so much. And you're gonna audition for Clue.
Yes, okay. I just actually wrapped Young Frankenstein, which was a blast. And the next show on my list here, I think, is going to be the play, which is based on the 1985 movie with Tim Curry over at Theater Lawrence. So I'm super excited for that.
I love it. Cecily Reese this morning, multi-talented and very, very much committed to making sure that whatever you're doing financially with your home and where you want to be, she will make sure that you get good answers. She's honest. She's straightforward about the process, and she knows it because she's been doing it for a long time. Thank you, my dear, for being here today. And thank you for supporting According to the Record and local radio. And we'll see you next month for Ask the Expert with Cecily Reese and Invista. Coming up in just a few minutes, we are on our way to Fox News at the bottom of the hour. We have a very, very windy day ahead, guys. So I would say that it's going to be warm and windy. And the big part is, as you heard on the news today, any kind of, cigarette or anything that is got a flame to it, don't discard it outside. As you heard, the Lawrence Fire Department had to rush to a response on a brush fire that was spreading very quickly because of the wind. Well, it's going to be even worse today. So we have a wind advisory in effect, and that's going to go throughout the day, 20 to 30 mile per hour winds and 50 mile per hour wind gusts. So just be careful out there as you go out and about. And if you see smoke somewhere, please report it because it could spread very, very quickly. I would say just don't burn outside, y'all, not today. And wait until after we have our rain, which will come in tomorrow. So Wednesday is going to be a very rainy day and a very stormy day as a cold front moves through. It's going to leave us cold for our October celebration of Halloween. So Halloween's going to be a very cool day outside, and we just want to make sure that as you take the kiddos out, that you get reflective gear on them, that you've got a supervisor, an adult that's going out with them, and that you go to the places where there are lights on so that you know that's, if you're going out in your neighborhood, those are some of the typical things that we talk about. But now we're also talking about, with the wind blowing the leaves around, it may be even more difficult for a driver to see people, young people, little people. So make sure they have that reflective gear. Make sure you're walking with them. Give them those little flashlights, you know, so people can see them on the roadways. Hopefully they're walking the sidewalks, but I know that there are neighborhoods in our town that don't have sidewalks or kiddos like to walk in the streets. And so just want to be careful and make sure that as we get out there and do that trick-or-treating on Thursday, that we're bundled up and that we are in sight of all of the drivers that are around. Okay, on our way to 83 degrees today, and the lows tonight in the 60s, and then we have some temperatures tomorrow that'll be a lot cooler with the rain coming in. Fox News on the way, and then we're going to be talking turkey trot with our friends at Z&M's Twisted, what we say every day right here. It's going to be a great day.